For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Our Lord speaks these words to his disciples, realizing how easy it is for all of us to become attached to the things of this world. And when we love something, when we are desirous to possess it, we invest ourselves in whatever it is we love. St. Francis, when he was a young man, loved the things of this world and wanted to be a nobleman. He wanted to be a knight. And he invested himself into that endeavor, piling up for himself treasure in this world. His father was a merchant. He was a merchant. He had a lot of money, and he knew how to make it, and he knew how to spend it, and he ultimately wanted to have nobility along with it. But after he was touched by the gospel, by the words of our Lord, which in a manner of speaking was, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, St. Francis realized that he had misjudged the true value of things, and as a good merchant, he threw everything aside, and then instead of pursuing honor in this world, became one who was consumed with the desire to please Jesus Christ and to treasure things of heaven, to pile up treasures in heaven by living a life of poverty. We read this particular gospel passage for the Mass from the Common of Confessors, because today we celebrate the feast of Saint Lucasius of Poggibonsi, who was the first Third Order member, and who, like Saint Francis, had been a merchant, and like Saint Francis's father, was very avaricious and committed completely to the things of this world. He, along with his wife, Bonadonna, beautiful woman, literally, were both worldlings and avaricious and consumed with the things of this life, until their conversion, their recognition that the things of this world do not satisfy and ultimately cannot bring us what we're looking for, which is eternal happiness. And so apparently St. Lucasius had some dealings with St. Francis back when St. Francis had been a merchant. And so when he heard of the change in St. Francis's life and then heard St. Francis preach, he asked the Holy Founder what he could do to obtain eternal life. And our Holy Father Francis said basically to him the same thing that he said to the rich young man: sell what you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me. And while St. Lucasius could not become a friar, he and his wife desired to dedicate themselves to Christ in a particular way. And so St. Francis conceived of the idea of the Third Order. At the time, there were many people like St. Lucasius who heard St. Francis preach and were inspired to leave the world. Many of them had husbands and wives and could not do so, and St. Francis had to moderate their zeal and tell them that their place was to remain in the world, but that they should live a detached life. And so John Paul II, for example, when he talks about the rich young man and his calling from God, from Christ himself, to sell what he has and give to the poor, says that while this is in a particular way directed towards those who are called to a consecrated form of life, either to the priesthood or religious life, that they are words addressed to everyone, because we all must live in some fashion detached from this world and be willing to set aside everything for the Lord and to do whatever we do for him. But in special cases and cases of individuals who've been called to tertiary forms of life, they have committed themselves to a discipline of life which helps them to do precisely that. Whatever state we find ourselves, whatever our obligations are, whether it be to the priesthood or religious life or to family in the world or to a job, we all need to establish some kind of discipline in our life, some kind of means by which we feel the bite and the burden of poverty, giving up something, especially for the good of others, establishing for ourselves a time and a place every day that belongs to God, so that we put Him truly first, not just in spirit, but also in practice. You know, God needs to have time, our time, every day. We need to set aside a space for Him every day. And for many people, you know, who don't have a prayer life, that would be a step towards a real poverty of spirit by which they surrender, say, perhaps the very best moments of their day, when getting up perhaps a little bit earlier in the morning to spend some time with God before the children are awake or whatever, making that concerted effort every single day, making it a matter of principle, is a real surrender to God. It's a real deliverance of ourselves over into His hands. It's a real offering of our first fruits, because after all, isn't that really what we're supposed to give God as we worship Him as Catholics in the Holy Sacrifice, the Mass? We do that by giving to the Heavenly Father His only begotten Son. That's the best that we have. The best that we have is Jesus Himself. But in that offering, we see that our Lord gives Himself to His Father in obedience and in His sacrificial love. And all of us, as we give Jesus to the Father, recognize we're supposed to give ourselves in Him. And so we have to make that practical. What we do here at the Mass, we need to bring back into our homes. And the way we do that is by giving Him the first fruits, giving Him the first day of the week, giving Him the first fruits of our day, making a morning offering, and then trying to examine our conscience on the basis of the offering that we have made. This is what St. Lucasius understood as a layman in the world, that somehow he had to reestimate the ordering of his life and not just march along through his days towards hell without any regard for God, but just trying to go from one human experience, one enjoyment to the next. He had to somehow place his life, his days, his time, his space in the providence of God. And for that, he needed to completely readjust his view of things and change the choices that he was making. And that's what the Third Order helped him to do. It helped him to establish a discipline. But whether we do it through the Third Order or through some other discipline, consecration to the Blessed Mother, daily Mass, weekly confession, and as I said, you know, daily prayer, a time and a space every day for the Lord, we all need to do something. And we can turn to St. Lucasius and to St. Louis de Montfort, whose feast day it also is today, who was a great doctor, not yet declared doctor, but great teacher of consecration of the Blessed Mother, the easy way to get to God. And we turn ourselves over to her that she may help us to establish this devotion that will allow us to be truly generous to God and give Him the first fruits of our lives. Misericordes oculo, a nos convertes.
priesthood.